Om Shanti Didi. So, as you are a medical doctor and practitioner of meditation, can you just say, how does meditation help to have a good health?
Om Shanti. Meditation is helping us in the sense that we are able to have a willpower. Otherwise, what happens is many times a person knows what one has to do or what one should not do.
Okay.
That is, everybody knows that the lifestyle that we should be leading day to day. They read a lot nowadays. Everybody is reading a lot in newspaper and some health magazines and all, and they know that, okay, diabetic patients, they are told that they should not be eating sweets or rice or sugar. But sometimes they are so much used to eat a certain amount and they don't have willpower to control. Once, especially once it is offered to them, they feel, okay, I haven't had cake for a long time, and in the party people are offering, so let me have it. And so they don't have that control and they eat it. Whereas with meditation we have that willpower to control what we think is not right. Apart from that, meditation helps a lot in our thinking pattern.
Okay.
Because so far we have been allowing our mind to think whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, you know, some people have nature of worrying a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people keep on thinking a lot about past.
Mm-hmm.
This should have happened, this should not have happened, etc., etc.
Yes.
So, meditation helps us to have that control over our mind. And hence, because Raja Yoga meditation is not just meditation, but it has associated with knowledge. Knowledge about drama helps a lot. Because when we say the life is in our life, everybody has got certain things destined in their life. And whatever happened was because it was destined to happen. And whatever is going to happen will be according to also our destiny.
Okay.
But at the same time we understand that for future we just don't leave it on destiny. We have to make efforts, and if our efforts are not successful because of it's not the right time or right situation or right people around us, then we give full stop to worry about future, or we give full stop to thinking about past and not take more sorrow about whatever has happened. In that sense, knowledge and yoga helps us to maintain our mind in a state of thinking only what we had to think, what we should not think, and control our mind in that sense. Second thing, it also helps us to control our emotions. Because sometimes people always blame, what can I do, it's my sanskar to get angry and upset, it's my family tradition, everybody is short-tempered, I'm also short-tempered, and they are not looking after transforming their nature. Whereas with meditation and knowledge, we know that I can improve my nature, I can become more calm, more tolerant, more patient, and less egoistic or humble, more humble.
Okay.
So these are the causes of our anger.
Mm-hmm.
And if I am able to receive those strength of tolerance, patience, understanding, then we don't get angry. And also there is understanding that my original nature is peaceful.
Okay.
Whatever my present sanskar are there, there may be effect of my family tradition, surrounding, etc. But still, just as with physical exercise we improve our muscles and inner strength, physical strength. In the same way with meditation, which is also like an exercise, it can improve our strength of mind. And we are able to not only guide our thinking, but we are able to control our negative emotions. So mostly the patients who come to general practitioner, 90% or more are psychosomatic. Because they are worrying a lot, because they are anxious, or because they are fearful, or because they are under stress, that they develop certain diseases. And that's how we find that meditation can avoid psychosomatic diseases, and the person can be more healthy.
Okay.
Also for healthy lifestyle, one needs to do some exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And usually people complain, oh, I don't have time, I'm so busy, I can't do mm-hmm. what I have supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with meditation we find that we are able to have that exercise. Also, we are, if we know that we have to drink certain amount of water and paying attention,
mm-hmm.
we are able to improve our health.
Okay.
In a sense that
mm-hmm.
not only we are meditating to be peaceful, but we are able to transform our nature and personality a lot through meditation.
Okay. Nowadays people are very stressful. What causes stress and how does the stress affect on health?
The main reason of stress is not only situation, because sometimes people think, oh, those who are on the top having a lot of responsibilities are under stress, but that's not situation. What has been observed that those who have to please many people,
okay,
that is, suppose a tailor is there, he has to please clients, so many clients.
Mm-hmm.
Or if the tailor is working for some boss, then he has to please that boss as well as clients.
Okay.
Same thing about chef.
Mm-hmm.
He has to please the boss
mm-hmm.
as well as so many clients, because different people will have different tastes
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
everybody is expecting it should be like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's where we find that those who have to try to please many people, they are under stress.
Okay.
Or those who are working in a very noisy environment, like airport or where the machines are operating all the time, such people are under stress. And it is said that stress is not because of situation or problem, but because somebody is thinking about that problem all the time.
Okay.
So we find that when people are under stress, many things will go wrong in personal life. For example, those who are under stress, they will have headache,
mm-hmm.
body ache.
Okay.
They may come with the complaint of acidity.
Okay.
They may come with diarrhea, vomiting.
Mm.
They may come with the skin rash.
Mm-hmm.
So stress can affect any organ.
Okay.
And it can reveal in a different way in different people.
Mm.
Even we have seen is those who have negative emotion like anger and animosity for certain people,
mm-hmm.
They may also have cancer also.
Okay.
So psychological effect has a lot on our physical health and sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, our immune system, because those who are under stress, their immune system is not so powerful. So they are easily affected by virus and bacteria in the environment, and they can easily catch the infection if somebody has in the surrounding. So contagious diseases they can easily catch. So stress is a real problem in the present society, because there are demanding jobs, the boss is demanding, there is so much competition in the society, and everybody has to finish their job at the right time.
Mm.
So deadlines are there, so they have to do day and night. Sometimes some people work 16-18 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So those who are under stress, they feel very tired very soon.
Okay.
So that's why we need to really learn the technique of relaxation, and meditation is the best way to relax, because sometimes people who are under stress or worrying a lot, they take on the habits of drinking and smoking, and that can create more health problem to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find meditators are less prone to stress, and so they are able to avoid psychosomatic disorders.
Okay. So in this fast changing pace of lifestyle, people are affected by so many sicknesses or addictions. So how do we bring balance between lifestyle and health?
What we find is, if somebody is able to manage the time management is also a skill that one has to develop.
Okay.
And see what is our priority, and also if we are able to give importance to the things that are priority and leave it for the next day. Because sometimes, you know, some people say, unless I finish my job, I can't go to sleep. So they keep awake whole night. Naturally, next day their brain will not be working and they won't be efficient at their work and maybe sleepy at the work, etc. And that's why, you know, meditation also helps us to have that discerning power, judgment power, which helps us to decide what to do, what not to do, and not waste our time and energy in a wrong
way.
Expectation. Because sometimes we want to fulfill every expectation, social expectation, family expectation, job expectation, and we put pressure on ourselves.
Okay.
So it's a pressure on ourselves that is creating health hazard.
Mm.
But if we remain relaxed, think clearly, decide, what is my priority, what I should be doing, what I should not be doing, then we find that we are not so much affecting our health.
Okay.
And That's where we have to have that priority, no? Because sometimes we give importance to our job.
Okay.
Some people give so much importance to family.
Mm-hmm.
Some people give so much importance to social engagement that they neglect themselves.
Yes.
But once we have this understanding, my health is also my priority. If I don't pay attention to proper diet, exercise, sleep, and think in a right way, then naturally my health will be affected. And if my health is not good, I can't do anything. And so we need to give priority to the self. Spiritual health as well as physical health.
Okay.
Because unless we have that holistic approach to look after our mind, spirit, body, and wealth, then we won't have good health. So we need to pay attention to everything and not neglect any of these things. And that's why in Brahmakumaris we are told that you don't have to be knowledgeful about everything, but you have to first be knowledgeful about your health also. And so once we have that aim to look after our mind, body, spirit, then we find that there is a smooth life, and we are able to maintain good health, wealth, and relationship.
Okay. What is the importance of harmony in relationships?
Because if individual wants to be happy, it's health also we have to keep in mind that we are maintaining our health. We need wealth also. But then good relationship will also bring us happiness. And it is very important in these days to harmonize with other people. Because in a family, there are so many members. Each member may have different personality traits,
sanskar.
And we need to understand and accept them as they are. And for that we need to have that real love for other people. And to love other people I need to love myself.
Okay.
Because unless I love myself, I will not love anyone. And then what will happen is I will be expecting them to give me something. And naturally I won't accept them as they are. So what I find is meditation is a tool to first receive love from God. And once I receive love from God, I start loving myself. And I will able to give love to others also. And true love means accept others as they are. And that's what I find is we are able to accept others as they are. And we are able to harmonize the relationship. Because individual will have individual opinion. But to listen to others' opinion and to either agree with their views or convince them of our views is we are able to do it with meditation, because meditation also teaches us loving relationships, good communication, and that's how we find that though in a society everybody will have their own opinion, and especially when we are at job, they will have different people will have different opinion, and that's where we had to see that we are able to harmonize relationship and work as a team. And we are able to be happy ourselves and make others also happy.
Generally in society we say the character is the destiny. So why is it said the character is the destiny?
Main thing is good character will, because I know of this proverb that if you lose wealth, you lost nothing. If you lose health, you lost health, something. But if you lose your character, you lost everything. And so character is really important in human life. And unless we have that value of character, we will not pay attention to our own character. And in this Iron Age society, because everybody is corrupt and short-tempered and worrying and stressful, people think, okay, that's the society and I'm also part of society, and they don't pay attention to their character. And actually, whatever is done with illegal means or ill means, the result will be ill or wrong. And temporary with corruption, a person may get money, name, fame, position, etc. But as you know, that doesn't last long. As soon as some top minister or director or whoever has it comes out that they have done this corruption or they have this sort of a relationship extramarital, then their position is at stake. And so many people have lost their position because of this character. And especially in some of the countries, before even as soon as president nominated, they will find out the weak points of their character, and sometimes they are not even allowed to stand for that position. So I think character is important, and with good character, if we are performing good action, the result is good.
Okay, thank you, Didi.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.